Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special guest, Karen. Karen, please introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, DJ Medi, and all of our listeners. I am Karen Fowley, and I am from West Vancouver.
West Vancouver. Hey. Awesome. All right. And tell me about your band.
Well, I have a band of wonderful friends, a bass player named Terry Breeze. She was going to be with us today, but unfortunately, she's not able to. Lots of water issues going around after yesterday's big deluge. Mm-hmm. But I also play with Mal Temple on the drums and Owen Thomas, who plays guitar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if anybody heard a little strumming there, but you did bring your instrument today.
I did.
Tell me about your guitar.
All right. Well, this beautiful baby is a Martin LX. It has a solid top, solid back, and laminate sides. But the thing that's special about this guitar is it's not laminated on the top, so a lot of the frequencies resonate out a little bit more. So I always felt it matched my voice a little bit better. So I just fell in love with the instrument the first time I played it. And you can see it's been through many of jams and open mics and shows throughout the years. And yeah, it's been well-worn, well-loved. So
excellent. Yeah. All right. And you're going to play us some Christmas songs today.
Yes, absolutely. We have a couple originals on deck and then a couple of seasonal favorites that you might know from I don't know, your repertoire of seasonal favorites that you listen to, dear listeners.
And the first one we have is Holly Jolly.
Yes. Christmas, that's
Holly
right.
Jolly Christmas,
yep,
yes.
That's right.
So why did you pick this one to be your first one?
Well, I picked this song because we had a show at the K-Meek Center of Performing Arts a couple years back. Mm-hmm. And it was a big deal for us. We had lots of moving parts. We had lots of people in the show, which was really fun. And sure enough, with any show, you know, there's little things that happen. So we had Lower Mainland was one of my guests, and she was telling a story of woe. And then all of a sudden, the kids were having the whipped cream containers up to their mouths, and they're filling their mouths full of whipped cream. And then Dear Santa had a bit of a stumble and fall, and luckily Santa was okay. But anyways, it turned out to be a great show, and we had lots of really nice moments. And I remember Santa and Mrs. Claus sitting on the couch there. Everybody was okay. The kids were happy. And we even had a little elf there. And she sang this song. And it's called Holly Jolly Christmas.
Go for it.
Well, have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, when you walk down the street. Say hello to friends you know, and everyone you meet.
mom wants for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, in case you didn't hear. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Well, have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of year. If there'll be snow, have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Well, hey ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody's waiting there. Someone's for me. So have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Woo! Yeah! Awesome. Oh,
thank
my
so
gosh. So just so you know, folks, this is not Karen's first rodeo.
Oh.
She has been to CJSF before. And was it Oswaldo's show?
That's right. Yeah, I was very honored to be on his show as well. And I guess I appeared three times on the show, once with a dear friend, Terry, and then twice before that, myself. And so I'm very honored and blessed to be here today, back at the, on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. And I know Oswaldo, I think he's in Mexico these days.
Yeah.
But yes, I think he used to help out with the Spanish show as well. So we're going to play that show promo, and then we'll be back with more Karen.
Great. Thanks.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1
Chango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
So we are back, and Karen plays live in West Vancouver. Tell everyone, where is this place?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday, I play live at a lovely restaurant near the water, and it's called JJ's Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fantastic thing about Wednesdays is that it's also Wine and Wing Wednesdays, so there's lots of great student pricing. There's wings for $1 and glasses of wine for $10, and it's a really fun night, just easygoing, live music, and lots of fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, then we should all go.
Okay.
Perfect.
You're definitely invited.
Yes.
Come join us.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's the next song you're going to play for us?
Well, the next song I'm going to play is one of my favorites, which is Santa Baby, and I love it because of the kind of sultry suggestions, and I recently reconnected with a gentleman that I love very much, and he was from my past 25 years ago, and so I'm going to send this one out to Clint.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, throw me down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Oh, I'll wet up for you, dear. Yeah. Christmas list. Bo-do-bo-do, Santa baby, I want a yacht. And really, that's not a lot. I've been an angel a year, Santa baby, so I'll be down at 10 at night. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. Deliver me to ba-do-ba-do.
So she's playing here live, folks, in the studio. But I also want to play some older songs that that's on YouTube that you could check out. So you could just go to Karen Foley and tell me about this one called Young and Beautiful.
Okay. It was actually my friend Jenny who coined that term, young and beautiful. And really, she was saying that feeling young and beautiful is a state of mind, and no matter what age we're at, to find that place is where you want to go. And I thought, geez, I want to do that. And every day when I look in the mirror and I'm like, whoa, who is that? You know, just to find that, you know, young and beautiful. I hope I'm 80 years old and still being able to find that place of young and beautiful feeling. And that's what this song is about, is finding that and to get together with your friends. Because sometimes to be in that positive headspace, you need a lot of people around you. And just like at Christmas time, just there's a potential for so many good feelings.
Excellent. Right here on CJSF.
Can you imagine giving yourself all you need to be whole? My wants will wait, and feelings impact, tingling clarity, excitement built while we're young and beautiful. Take the world on while we're young and beautiful. Yes, we're young and beautiful. Driven by career, we get up before the house awakes. I know one day soon this will pay off. I'm a little shocked these days as I look in the mirror, trying to love myself without hoping for something more than I'm young and beautiful. Take the world on while we're young and beautiful. Yes, we're young and beautiful. Together we are strong and beautiful. I'm trying to change my perspective to all the things I have. I want to give to others. Now I'm settled in myself. Yeah. Bum, 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 bottom. Silly dee dee dee, silly dee dee dee. Silly bum, 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 bum. We've got our helmets and travel to explore. Family trees to find out who went on. Thanks for your friendship, your words have got me through. I found that it's in the truth, no matter what our age, we're young and beautiful. Take the world on while you're young and beautiful. Yes, we're young and beautiful. Together we are strong and beautiful. So young and so young and beautiful. So young and beautiful. So young, so young and beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. We're so young and beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's young and beautiful.
Right?
It was beautiful.
Feel it.
And is that the same guitar in the video that you're using now?
I think it is. Let me see. Yeah, it is.
Amazing. Okay, and let's talk about the beginnings of when did you learn music? How old?
I did my first show when I was preschool.
Preschool.
And I got to be the dove in the Christmas play, and I sang the dove from the rafters high. Yeah, and I just, I really loved it at that point, mm-hmm. and then did like a lot of different musicals during school and elementary school. And during junior high school and high school, I played French horn, so I started getting an ear for harmonies. And then by the time it was university age, I decided I wanted to study some classical guitar, and I did some of that, but mostly I studied theory, and I really like counterpoint, and I decided I wanted to work on my pitch. So for any singers out there who really want to sing more, a great way to work on your pitch is to join a choir. So I joined a choir, and I joined the Bach choir, and then I got to sing with the Philharmonic Chorus. So I spent, I guess, about 4 years doing that. And then I thought, I have to express myself. And the songs started to come out, and I'm like, wow, I just want to write some songs and express myself in that way. And so I've just kept on going, and I have, I think, almost 100 songs now, and we've been recording them along the way. I'm very blessed to have musical friends with recording expertise there, and wonderfully talented friends who bring the songs to life.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And you're going to tell me about your new album.
Yeah. the new one coming out?
Whichever one you want to talk about first. Should we do the Christmas special first?
Sure.
And then we'll talk about the other one later on. Okay, the Karen Fowley Christmas special live.
That's yes. Right. Yeah. I recorded this CD with my band and some other of my other very talented musical friends. And it was during the time of the pandemic where people were in that funk. And you remember how we just wanted to get out again and be with people. And so this was the first Christmas after all that. And we thought, okay, we got to do something. And so we thought we would get together and do a little recording. So this album was recorded live in Horseshoe Bay in a small building, well, in a building there, in a space that was Connie Spire's place. And she let us have the space to do some recording. And it was so hard because we had to have the musicians, like everyone, one person in one little room, and then socially distant away from that, and like a long cord running to the mixer. And poor Terry was at the mixer with all these cords, and oh, we need another extension cord. And oh, you know, and we had to make sure everyone was socially distant. And so it was a really, really tricky exercise, but we were really happy with it. And the goal was just to bring people a little bit of happiness as they came out of that time, and bring ourselves a little happiness too. So we recorded this, and yeah, I'm an adopted person, so my mom always said, oh, you're special. So this one is the Karen Fowley Christmas special, and yeah, and one of the songs on it is one of my favorites called Fly, which I wrote.
And you're going to play that right now on CJSF. Enjoy.
Your heart as you come.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And talk about flying. We have a little bird note that we're going to play. Why penguins' feathers don't freeze. We're going to find out.
Oh.
So for some reason, we're having technical issues, but Karen has a joke.
Well, you know, it's just a little trivia since we're in that trivia mindset. So DJ Meddy.
Yes.
Do you know, what's Santa's favorite candy?
What is Santa's candy cane?
Jolly Ranchers.
Ba-da-bop. Where is my ba-da-bops? Okay, I'm going to try to play this Why Penguin Feathers Don't Freeze, and we'll see if we can get more jokes from Karen.
You probably don't want more jokes, but okay.
And it's still not working, folks. It's okay.
Okay, well, did you know why Santa always enters through the chimney?
Why?
Because it suits him.
All right. I got to try to find that, but I'll bump. But in the meantime, we're going to play your song Slipstream on CJSF.
Thank you.